AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The losses kept on building throughout the day on Wall Street, leading up to the closing bell. Investors are worried about inflation, and a report from the Labor Department on jobs didn't help. 263,000 jobs were added last month, a strong number, but not enough to take away inflation fears. In Hagerstown, Maryland today, President Biden says the economy is on a road to stability.
The pace of job growth is cooling while still powering our recovery forward. Wage growth for workers remains solid, down from the historic high pace months ago, but still growing for workers who deserve a raise. And this is the progress we need to see. In the short term, a transition to a more stable growth that continues to deliver for workers and families while bringing inflation down.
All Uvalde School District police officers have been suspended. It's because of the deadly Uvalde school shooting. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
A month into the new school year, leaders of the Uvalde school system pulled the campus police force off the job. There's still outrage over the hesitant response to the gunman who killed 19 children and two adults on May 24th at Robb Elementary. The shooter remained in a fourth grade classroom for more than 70 minutes. And there is fresh anger over the hiring of a former state trooper who was part of the law enforcement response. Campus officers will be assigned to other roles. State police will provide assistance in the meantime. I'm Norman Hall.
The Commerce Department is tightening export controls to limit China's ability to get advanced computing chips, develop and maintain supercomputers, and make advanced semiconductors. Russia is concentrating attacks in its increasingly troubled invasion of Ukraine on areas illegally annexed. The governor of the Zaporizhia region said the Russian forces fired more missiles at the regional capital. Russia's defense ministry reports its forces had repelled Ukrainian advances near the city of Lyman and retaken three villages elsewhere in eastern Donetsk. This is AP News. The baseball playoffs are underway. Jose Ramirez connected for a two-run homer. Shane Bieber dominated the Tampa Bay Rays for 7 2/3 innings. And the Cleveland Guardians won Game 1 of their wildcard series 2-1. Shane McClanahan was the tough luck loser for Tampa.
They have a great staff, you know, good lineup. And I feel like we can say the same thing about ourselves. And, you know, one-run ball game, that's, you know, bad pitch on my part, and, you know, has this the difference.
Terry Francona's young Guardians are a victory away from moving on to the playoffs.
They're living through it for the first time. But all the things we try to live by, they do. And hopefully that will carry us a while longer.
17 players made their playoff debut for the Guardians. Game 2 of the series is tomorrow in Cleveland. All the games in this series will be played at Progressive Field. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.